This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey there, cat lovers. Welcome to Nine Lives with Dr. Cat. I'm your host, Dr. Catherine Prim, and I am a small animal veterinarian and crazy cat lover. Today, Wendy Miller is back with us, and if you guys remember Wendy, she is the creator of an amazing card game called Ask Your Cat. However, Wendy is also a self-proclaimed TV nerd. So she is joining us today, and we're going to talk about all the feline presence in the history of television, famous TV cats. So we'll be right back after a quick break.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Nine Lives with Dr. Cat on Pet Life Radio. I have Wendy Miller here today. Hey, Wendy.
Hi, I'm so thrilled to be back on the show. I'm just having so much fun.
Well, I'm kind of excited because we talk about a lot of medical stuff and health advice and stuff. So I'm sort of excited to have a little bit of fun with you today. So you told me that you're a TV nerd, but can you tell my listeners a little bit about you and all the other things that you do?
Well, I am an Emmy-winning TV producer, actually, and a comedy writer, and I've been working in TV for a long time. My last show, I was writing Home and Family for Hallmark Channel, which was great. And so I spent a lot of time on TV and working in TV. I actually grew up being in commercials, so I'm all about TV. And when I was a little kid, I always wanted to work in TV, so the fact that I got to live my dream has been amazing. But during the pandemic, I created these cat cards, which have just completely changed my life and the trajectory of my life. And it's been incredible. I would love to share them with the world. In fact, we just launched them on Kickstarter yesterday, and they're 65% funded. It's so humbling and incredible. And we won a bunch of great mentions. And I'm just really, really honored and thrilled. And I love cats. And so I'm really glad to be creating fun stuff that honors kitty cats.
Well, cat lovers are pretty awesome too. Pretty possum too. Mm-hmm. My listeners are great. And I think that people like this because it's fun. So you can have fun with your cat and about your cat. So tell us a little bit about it. We've talked about it before, but just briefly, before we launch into TV nerddom, tell us a little bit about the cat cards.
Well, basically, you could think of them as like a magic eight ball, but in the voice of a cat. You know, cats have a very specific sort of reputation for being aloof and a little snarky. It's not all cats, obviously, but my writers and I really focused on the funniest aspects of cats. And so basically, it's like a magic eight ball, but in card form. So you ask a yes or no question, you pull a card, and you get an answer from your cat. So just ask me a quick yes or no question, and I'll pull a card, and we'll get an answer.
Okay. Do you think we're going to have fun doing this show today?
All right, let me pull a card. Yes, but I will silently be judging you.
Mine is yes, as long as it doesn't interfere with my nap schedule. So you gotta love that. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
The cards are really funny and people are loving them.
I love it because anything that makes us laugh is just special. And I'm glad that it's doing so well. So there's a little bit more about you and cats and TV that I want to share with my listeners as well.
We're going to get there.
I won't hurry you. All right. Well, I'm going to hand this over to you a little bit for you to get started with kind of the history of cats and TV and the history of you and cats and TV.
All right. Okay. First of all, do you know who Chrissy Hynde is, the lead singer from the Pretenders?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't realize this, but Chrissy Hynde is behind one of the most famous TV cats of all time, a cat we never saw. And that cat is named Smelly Cat from Friends.
Oh, I totally remember that. I will not sing.
I will not either. But, you know, Smelly Cat, what are they feeding you? It was character Phoebe's like most popular song. And the song was actually written by Lisa Kudrow, who played Phoebe, two Friends writers, and Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders.
That's cool.
Right?
I have some coasters that have Friends sayings, and that's one of them. It's got a cat on it. My best friend gave them to me, and so I get to look at Smelly Cat a lot.
Well, the thing with Smelly Cat that a lot of people don't realize is that Friends fans love the show so much that they kept trying to get it released as a record. And eventually, Lisa Kudrow and the Pretenders, who were known as Phoebe Buffay and the Hairballs, recorded a version of it called the Smelly Cat Medley for the soundtrack album for like a Friends reunion. Smelly Cat was covered by Chris Isaak.
Awesome.
And here's the craziest part. On a Taylor Swift concert, Phoebe Buffay, so Lisa Kudrow in character as Phoebe Buffay, came on to sing Smelly Cat with Taylor Swift and went viral. It was crazy. And during the performance, she actually stopped Taylor Swift and told her she was singing this song wrong.
That does not surprise me at all.
Even Lady Gaga recorded it. So Smelly Cat, one of the most legendary cats on TV that we've also never seen.
I love it. Oh my gosh, I never would have thought of that. Smelly Cat is a part of my college days.
Now, I'm going to go back a little bit further because, as you said, I'm not just a self-proclaimed TV nerd, okay? I have a card and a decoder ring and an award and trophies. I'm just making that up. You remember the show The Brady Bunch, of course, right?
Yeah.
Well, the Brady girls actually had a cat. And in the pilot episode, the cat, whose name was Fluffy, caused a lot of mayhem with the dog that was belonged to the boys named Tiger, which is funny that the dog is named Tiger.
Yeah.
Anyway, Fluffy was played by three different cats. And just to get a scene where the cat has to run across the laps of a bunch of wedding guests, it took 4 hours to shoot. So creator Sherwood Schwartz was really frustrated about how long it took cats to perform stunts on TV. And he felt that having six kids and two pets was just too much to follow. So Fluffy vanished after the first episode and was never mentioned again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there was a Brady Bunch cat. But
there was a Brady Bunch cat. Wow. Yeah. But, you know, cats kind of do their own thing. And so I know there are people that train cats to do, but cats kind of do their own thing. So I can see that.
Now, here's a cat that I'm sure all of your listeners have seen a trillion times. And this cat is named Mimsy. And you will know this cat because it is shown at the end of every MTM TV show. Meow! Starting with the Mary Tyler Moore Show. At the end, MTM, Mary Tyler Moore's her studio, she decided to parody the MGM Roaring Lion. And so they had a little bitty tabby kitten named Mimsy, who was adopted from a local shelter. And then actually one of the MTM staff adopted her. So Mimsy, if you recall, is like in a little crouched position and she looks up at the camera and meows once at the end of every MTM TV show.
I love it. I do remember that.
What's really interesting is basically what you just brought up. Mimsy, of course, would not meow for the camera crew. So they found footage of her yawning. They reversed it and then added the meow under it. So all the times we thought we saw Mimsy meowing after a TV show was actually her yawning in reverse. And by the 1980s, there were so many different Mimsys. They put a hat on her for, you know, a Sherlock Holmes hat for Remington Steele. She had a basketball for White Shadow. She was in a police uniform for Hill Street Blues. And on the end of St. Elsewhere, the cat was wearing a surgical mask and scrubs. Now, there's a little controversy because on the final episode of St. Elsewhere, a cat is shown unconscious, hooked up to an IV and a heart monitor that flatlines, basically saying that the cat has died. And that was at the end of the final episode of St. Elsewhere. And you know what? A lot of people did not appreciate that and they were offended. And I certainly would be offended too. I don't want to see that. So When the show went into syndication, they pulled that off and they changed it because it just wasn't funny. But they actually killed the MTM cat, who ended up dying at the age of 20 anyway. But that's a really fun little interesting tidbit about a cat that's probably been seen more than any other cat on TV.
Wow. But, you know, I never really stopped to think about that. But I do remember seeing that cat. Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
That's awesome.
Have you seen the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Gosh, it's been a long time.
But, you know, everybody knows the movie Audrey Hepburn, and she has a cat in the movie named Cat. And that cat was played by a cat known as Orangey. Now, Orangey is probably the most famous TV star cat ever. Orangey was in every sitcom in the world, including the Beverly Hillbillies. You know, Ellie Mae had a cat swimming in the cement pond. That was Orangey. Like, how hard do you think it is to get to train a cat to swim in a swimming pool on command? What do you think? Pretty hard?
Yeah, I think it's pretty hard. So they use the same cat?
That was Orangey, yeah. And they
Oh, that's awesome.
25 appearances on the Beverly Hillbillies alone. And that cat, actually, Orangey is the only cat to win two Patsy Awards, which is like the animal Oscars. It's like picture animal top star of the year. And Orangey won two of them. Now, here's a little fun tidbit about Orangey. Orangey the cat was known as the world's meanest cat by one studio executive because he was known for attacking the actors, but he was brilliant at staying focused on the set for hours, so they loved him. Unfortunately, he would also run away and hide during production, and the production had to be shut down while they found him. And Frank Inn, Orangey's trainer, had to post guards at the studio entrance to keep Orangey the cat from running away.
Oh, wow. That would be a pretty big loss to have him run off in the middle
Could you
of
imagine?
Everything. Oh,
yeah,
my
so
gosh.
Orangey the cat, probably the most prolific TV star cat, was also a little bit difficult.
Animals can be a challenge.
So can celebrities. I've known a million celebrities who everyone hated and also tried to run away from the set. So it's a true sign of fame, if you ask me.
Having a cat disposition is a true sign of fame.
I mean, every cat's different, right? We don't want to generalize. Here's one that probably no one knows about, but did you know that there was an ocelot TV star in the 1960s?
No, I didn't.
There was a TV show called Honey West, starring an actress named Anne Francis, who was in Blackboard Jungle and Forbidden Planet. And she was the first woman to star in a TV show that had her name in the title. And she played a private eye, although they called her a private eyeful. So she was this groovy, like James Bond kind of detective, and she drove a Jaguar convertible, and she had a pet ocelot named Bruce, which was actually played by a female cat, coincidentally named Honey. So do you think people can have an ocelot as a pet?
Gosh, I don't know. I know that animals that are closer to their wild ancestors can be a little more of a challenge as a pet in someone's household, but I do not know of anyone that has that.
Yeah, that's kind of, it seems like a kind of a groovy TV situation. I've never really encountered anyone who has a pet ocelot. But Bruce the Ocelot has a tribute Facebook page, and there's all sorts of fun trivia about Bruce. And there actually was a Bruce the Ocelot action figure from the show. And they don't come up for sale very often, but if you see one, snap it up because they are worth a lot of money.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. So, okay, here's one. Did you watch the show Glee? You ever watch Glee?
I watched it, yeah, a couple
okay.
of times.
There was a star of Glee that very few people can forget, and that was Lord Tubbington, who was Britney's 24-pound Bengal cat, who was in 10 episodes. And Lord Tubbington was really, really famous in the Glee world, played by Aragorn the cat, 24-pound Bengal. It's a big cat. After the show ended, Aragorn retired to Laguna Beach and built a career as an actor and a social activist. In fact, Aragorn the cat helped raise money for cat rescues and became a therapy cat. He passed away in 2018 at the age of 14. And what's interesting is Lord Tubbington's Facebook page has over 7,000 followers.
Wow.
So people do love Lord Tubbington, one of the most famous cats on TV.
Awesome.
Okay, so let's zoom into the future and go to Star Trek Next Generation. The character Data, who is an android on Star Trek Next Generation, which aired from 1987 to 1994, set in the 24th century, you know, Starfleet, the whole mumbo jumbo. Data had a cat, a ginger tabby named Spot.
I remember Spot.
Right? And Spot was played by at least six different cats over seven seasons. And of course, there were movies. But the interesting thing about Spot is that he changes from an orange tabby to a long-haired Somali cat in season six. And even Spot's gender changes at one point. So the producers of the series say that she's a shapeshifter, but...
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think, didn't she, like, it was a she, I thought, and she had kittens, or they talked about kittens or something. I don't remember.
The whole thing, I loved Spot, and I loved Data. So that was really, really fun. Very, very popular.
Yeah.
So if you are an SNL fan... Are you familiar with the most famous cat to come out of Saturday Night Live?
Oh, wait. I do. Oh, what was that cat? Oh, gosh. It tots. Oh, what was the cat? No, it was a driving cat. Are you talking about the driving cat?
Yes. Yes. You were so close.
What was his name?
Toonses. Toonses, the cat who could drive.
Yes.
So Toots has appeared in 1989, you know, like a lovely couple would let their cat drive the car. And eventually Toots would drive the car over a cliff. They were like, Toots, look out. And so they just did this bit with different families who had Toots the cat. And they had like an animatronic cat driving the, you know, puppet driving the wheel. But they also had a live action cat for close ups. And they actually, in 1992, NBC gave Toots his own special, Toots the cat who could drive.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. It was one of the biggest stars and one of the most famous cats on NBC. And so Toonses flies a plane, Toonses mows a lawn, Toonses, you know, plays ping pong. I mean, they just had a ton of fun with Toonses. And Toonses the cat who could drive, really, really big star on NBC Saturday Night Live.
Well, my cat says, I can't believe I even pretend to pay attention to you. I mean, just so you know, that is the card that came up right now.
Well, I hope I'm not boring. I hope I'm not boring the cat.
I'm not boring me, no.
Good. All right, let's move on to a cat that I bet your listeners love. And that is the cat from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Do you remember that cat's name?
Oh, yeah. It was a black cat.
Yep.
Its name started with an S.
Yep.
Was it? No, wait. You're going to have to tell me.
Think of the witch trials. Think of the witch trials.
Salem.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for setting me up well. Yes.
Salem from Sabrina the Teenage Witch, which was voiced by an actor named Nicolas Piquet, who literally has had a huge career because of this black American short hair cat. So the premise was Salem was a 500-year-old former human warlock, and he was turned into a cat for jilting a head witch. Now, he actually appeared in the comics originally, and he's slightly back, different backstories, but he had magical powers, and he was kind of naughty. You know, he gives bad advice to Sabrina, and he uses magic to solve problems, and it always ends up leaving Sabrina looking worse than she started. And, you know, Salem was played by an animatronic cat for a lot of the talking parts, but also for live cats for the non-dialogue scenes, because sure, you can train a cat to jump off of things, but I just don't think you could train a cat to talk, at least not yet.
No, and they would never let you see them do magic.
That's absolutely true. The four cats that were portraying the live cats were named Elvis, Lucy, Salem, and Witch. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool. Yeah, I love that.
Now, speaking of cool, I would like to ask you who you think is the coolest cat ever to be on TV. And we're only focusing on live action. We're not focusing on cartoon cats, who I love, and I could talk about cartoon cats forever. But who would you say is the coolest cat ever on TV?
Gosh, I don't know. You're going to have to help me.
I'm going to give that award to Catwoman on Batman.
Okay.
Now, come on. Nobody was more gorgeous and cat-like and dangerous and sexy than Julie Newmar for the first two seasons of the show.
Absolutely.
As Catwoman. Then she was making a movie for season three, so they replaced her with Eartha Kitt, which was actually a kind of a dangerous choice because Eartha Kitt had been blacklisted after complaining about the Vietnam War in front of Lady Bird Johnson. at a luncheon at the White House. So Eartha Kitt was basically kicked out of Hollywood. She couldn't work. And ABC executives thought, like, who's the sexiest cat-like person we could find? And they cast Eartha Kitt as Catwoman. And it was also very, very brave to show interracial sexual tension on TV in 1969, but or 1970, but they did it, and ABC Networks went for it, and Eartha Kitt became the first African-American actress to portray Catwoman.
Oh, and she was beautiful.
She's amazing. She was so sexy. Fun fact, she had a cat, and that cat was played by Orangey.
Oh, cool. All right.
Now, as you hinted earlier, I have left the most famous cat for last. And here's the backstory. One day in 1968, an animal talent scout, which is a real job, discovered Morris the cat at a humane society in Hinsdale, Illinois. And there was something about this cat that just seemed magical to him, Orange Tabby. So the cat auditioned to play the Nine Lives spokes cat and wowed the entire production team. They nicknamed him the Clark Gable of cats. So from 1969 to 1978, Morris the Cat starred in 50 commercials, creating one of the most successful advertising campaigns in television history. And now, what is my connection to Morris the Cat?
Besides just being a cat lover, right?
Besides just being a cat lover. In 1969, I starred in a commercial for Nine Lives with Morris the Cat.
Awesome.
In fact, I am the first person whose face was shown in a Morris the Cat commercial. So it ran for 10 years. It paid for my college. And I worked with Morris, which was really, really cool.
And he didn't bite you.
He did not bite me. No, he did not bite me. Actually, it was really cool. I was little and I was so starstruck because, I mean, there was Morris on set and I was just a little, little kid. And that was like a big deal. I mean, he was like, you know, he was like the Barbara Streisand or, you know, Frank Sinatra of cats.
Yeah. Full on celebrity cat.
Yeah. Big time. So over the past 50 years, there have been 6 Morris the Cats. Every single one of them was a rescue. Morris has written books. He ran for president. He starred in movies. But of course, his most important role is being an advocate for cat adoption. And he's visited a lot of schools and led huge campaigns for the Adopt Don't Shop cause, which is so important. So when it comes to TV cats, Morris is the king.
Morris is meowbulous.
He is perfect. And so there you have my list of the greatest cats on television. I'm sure your listeners have suggestions as well, and they should send them in. It'd be great to hear who else everybody else loves on television.
Yeah, I would love to interview a pet talent scout that, you know, I mean, that would just be awesome. I've reached out to the trainers for cats for shows and nobody ever gets back with me, but I know that that exists and I would love to learn more about it.
Well, they could train a cat to run up a flaming fire escape, but they can't return your emails.
I know. Gosh.
That's ridiculous.
So this is fun. I mean, you brought up stuff that I had completely forgotten, tenses, and yeah, it's just awesome. But I want to pull us back to how people can find you and can find your Kickstarter and can get their own set of Ask Your Cat. Let's let them know where they can find out that stuff.
Well, they should go to Kickstarter.com and search Ask Your Cat Cards. In fact, I'm going to give you a link and people can click them and it'll take them right to the page. You can look at what we're doing there. And remember, a portion of all profits are going to cat charities. So we are raising money for cat charities with these cards. I'm so excited to be doing that. And last time I checked, they were 65% funded. I'm very excited. I'm pretty sure we're going to get 100% and everybody's going to be able to get as many Ask Your Cat card decks as they want. And I'll be shipping them out in a couple months. And it would be wonderful if you could support these cards, help cat charities, and also have a lot of fun while you're doing it.
Absolutely. I am excited. Of course, I love cat charities and cat everything and Ask Your Cat cards and talking to you about cats. So
thank you.
You know, it's a win-win-win. Thank you so much for being willing to come and talk to me today and for educating us about all the cool cats that have been dotted all over television history.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I love cats and I love being on your show and I love the work that you're doing. Thank you so much for helping cats and for being an advocate for them. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, it's kind of my passion. So yes, it was so fun to have you. Of course, I want to thank my amazing listeners who kind of keep us going, keep my passion alive, and help me to know that what I'm doing is making a difference for cats and for people all over. Also, my terrific producer, Mark Winter. And so all of you listeners, go out and get an Ask Your Card deck. Go on to Kickstarter and have a perfect day.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.